Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, calling from New York here, having a New York program. So, say blessings to all of you, and it's going to be a wonderful time having some sample healings here on BBS Radio. So let's do a emotional clearing for everybody here. So we'll go back 5 days in your life, and here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, and I'm yawning. Okay, there we go. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So let's see. Today's Monday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday. So Thursday, something must have happened to someone. And so here we go. We'll do a feeling body clearing. This is like the flip side of the emotional body. And the feelings just go deeper. People who are using their feeling body a lot more, and they know that it's overfilled because they're always saying, you know, I feel this, I feel that. That's probably the reason why, because it's already leaked into you and you're feeling the intensity of what you're going through or what other people are going through, especially if you're empathic. So here we go, feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Wow, 2 days I'm yawning. Whoa. So that would be Saturday. Some sadness there too. So 2 days ago cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and let's do a pain body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. That's pretty good. Let's do a trauma body. Uh-oh, I'm yawning. Boy, on the fifth day. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, just see how that works for you, and I'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, hello, Ron, and thank you for coming on today, as you do 4 times a week. It's great. I really felt something good going on today, and I was, in a way, almost wondering if other people have been feeling that, and also if anything in particular was going on that you know of, or if you were doing anything in special this weekend, which I know you did, but maybe you can tell people about it.
Yeah, there was a lot of energy this weekend at the expo here, so I think some extra energy kicked in. We had a new location for our light chamber, and yeah, there was a lot of, I think just a lot of energy going on as we were there and things were happening, so it's great. What I think happened on the Strange Universe panel, I brought out that the Earth Spirit has did a shift in consciousness to protect itself from the aliens. And that went out, I think, live over the Internet also on quest.tv, Q-U-E-S-T .tv. And if not, it'll be on there. I was on the show that was Saturday morning, and it was from 10 to 12, basically. And then I also mentioned about the situation with people doing the destructive energies, thinking that they're bringing in good things here. You know, that was in back in 1987 for the first harmonic convergence where they opened up stargates to bring in the aliens. And I think that very possibly that information got out and resonated, and the lightship was able to clean up a lot of stuff. So very possibly just from having that information out, stuff could have shifted very, very easily. And that's how things work. So, back to you, Annika.
Oh, sorry. Could you hear me? No. Sorry.
Oh,
gone. Am I on now? Okay. So, all Brett right. was asking if we can start off with the entity clearing.
Okay, here we go. So, entities are ghosts. They're, you know, bodies that float around here. Basically, if the bodies aren't returned back to the earth spirit because that's who created them, then they're here forever when the person dies. So you might wonder why there's so many ghosts. Well, typically, you know, whoever lived here has an emotional body because the earth spirit put that into them to protect you from attack energies of the mind. Psychic attack, people thinking good or bad thoughts about you. Either one is still a disharmony energy because you can't use it. You know, your only energy that you have yourself is your own. So labeling something as love, it has a judgment on it because of different types of love. And bringing a pure love energy in, if you could, in the mind energy that you're using. Remember, you're using mind, so you're automatically in mind. And so what happens is that the mind energy itself, you know, builds traps in for us, so you're automatically in judgment for mind, even if you're using mind, thing that you're bringing in love. And as interesting as I was listening to the speakers on the panel, on the Strange Universe panel, and they talk about the love energy, spirit energy, you know, source energy, whatever, you know, they're talking about. And within about 15 seconds, they tap it into mind. So it's quite interesting to hear people talk with a forked tongue, you know. So anyway, here we go. And these entities here are, like I said, emotional bodies. And they've been floating around here for a long time. They attach to us through our pain and trauma. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm doing some more because there's a lot of stuff happening. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. You should feel energies leaving you. And now we'll just concentrate on the bottom of our feet and work our way up again here as we're clearing these out here. Now we're going up to our ankles and our knees. And now we're going up to our waist area. Remember, if you feel something moving out of you, hopefully, and the pain goes away, it's because you were attached there by entities. Going up to our solar plex area. This also includes, you know, our body organs, etc. So basically power chakra on down. And now we're going up to our throat chakra, going down our arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers. Going up now through our neck. I want to move your neck around a little bit here. Might even have sometimes people's necks go out and they turn their head and it pops back in place. That happens too. Entities can hold it out of place for you. And now we're going up to our face, our head, top of our head. And you might even want to get up and just quickly maybe walk, maybe about 10 steps, bend over, twist, and just see if you feel a little better. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, some questions here about spirit. And one of them that I got over email is if you could explain the difference between the spirit's earthly incarnations clearing and the sensory physical body genetic clearing. And they both sound similar since they deal with past life. So maybe you want to talk about those and kind of explain differences there.
Okay, so they're two completely separate clearings. So they're both what people talk about as past lives. And so right away, normally when people think of past lives, you automatically go to, well, I was Queen of Sheba, and I was this, and I was that, or King of Sheba, or something, you know. So you go back thinking that your spirit has done this, okay, and that this is being cleaned out of you. So from there, as you have a past life reading, you think that this is who you used to be. So I'll just go a little bit further here. So when you have a reading done, you could have the reading be the entities in you coming forward because you have an energy field, and they could be in the energy field. So you could be connecting to the energy field of the entities. So that's one thing. So you could be having that read to you. So we're just describing past lives, okay? And then the next one is, you know what you're talking about initially of your spirit. So you have your spirit as number one, we'll say. You could have number two for a past life reading, not understanding what a person is reading, but that's what they're telling you. And number three, then you have your body. So the clearings that I do is basically with your past life of your body, which is your genetics, which is what we work with. This is all the clearings that I do is always with the body energy. This is your genetics. That is your past lives that you're living right now. Okay, because your body has it in there. All your stuff in this lifetime is from genetics. Okay. Maybe 1% of this, we'll say, if even that, is the past lives of your spirit. Okay. Because remember, your spirit has to be cleaned off to come in here. That's why you have a past life review. This is why you come in with full spirit baby energy, because all this trauma is released from you. So the traumas that are released is gone. So you come in here strictly as a complete life force energy. Dark side cleans you off the light of the darkness. Now, this is a fabricated light that you go to when you pass over. You're not going to the true light, because the true light will not allow you to not have free choice, free will, and always already knows that your spirit's perfect. Remember, your spirit's always perfect. You're not here for learning lessons. You're actually just here trying to get the heck out of here, but you don't know how to get out, so you keep recycling. And your spirit gets very, very confused after maybe having, 1,000 lifetimes or so. So remember, you are experiencing, life in each lifetime through the body. So your past life of your body is what we clear out. This is what you have to get rid of to have your spirit integrate with your cellular structure and also to, just to come into your body. So coming into the body is one thing. Integration with your cells of your body is completely different and another type of situation, because you have to do both. So that's one type of clearing. Okay, so what we work with on all these emotional body clearings, etc., this is all stuff from your body. Now, your spirit clearing, that's if your spirit somehow got wounded, has a problem, then we do that clearing. And we can go back to your original incarnation, where you incarnated from the light ship to your home base energy. That's where you go back to. Except for on this planet here, you go back to that home base energy when you're in a true light planet without, the energy, we'll just call it duality, which may not be even the right word here, because you assume light and dark, and so you think you're trying to get out of one to go to the other. Well, here, you're strictly in darkness, so you're never going to get released out of here until you can finally, figure out with your spirit and your body how to release out of here. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. There's a short window of opportunity for everybody to leave. So basically there's your spirit past lives, which is the energy of going into body to body to body. And here on this earth, since that's probably all that you really know about, those are all forced dark side incarnations holding you captive. And the other one is the past lives of your body, which is genetics. That is what you are living. You're living the life of your ancestors. So your past lives are your ancestors. Every life that's lived in your genetic line is with you right now, this very second. I should say this very moment, because when you use the word second, then you're talking about the time-based reality. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and Ed was wondering, too, if our spirit ever dies.
No, your spirit never dies, no. Mm-hmm. I have never seen a dead spirit yet, never. I have seen spirits that were like a slice and dice from the dark side, we'll call it, where sometimes the dark side gets a hold of you, and we have a little background entertainment here coming. And here we go. You may be able to hear that. I don't know if they have joyrides or not out there, but they come by all the time going places here. These are the fire trucks. So here we go. Next thing is the spirits. I have seen them have problems. Actually, when the dark side gets a hold of you, maybe in your parallel lives when you're sleeping, when you're dreaming, okay, and you bring back that information. Sometimes you have spiritual warfare going on. Maybe you're out there, maybe you want to play the role player of maybe a somebody who's a sword fighter or something, you know, or maybe you're in some kind of war. Maybe they program your life for you when you go into it. This is the darkness energy. Maybe you come back with an arm blown off or something. Well, so does your spirit. And sometimes they might take that arm and put it into a dark side universe. So now your spirit does not have an arm. And what happens to you, you know, if you're born that way without that arm on the spirit, okay, that spirit never got healed by the darkness and they wanted you not to have an arm. Well, chances are your arm might have physical problems. You may even be born without having an arm. So this is what happens. And they go, well, it's genetics. Well, of course it is. That's why you don't have an arm. So this is, you know, what happens. Your spirit does not have the energy to fully energize that part of your physical, spiritual blueprint when you're being created, you know, after conception. So, remember, your spirit looks just like you, and you look just like your spirit. So the spirit does energize your blueprint. If your blueprint doesn't get fully energized, then you're not fully going to be here. So as far as a spirit having a death process, I would say no. Could a spirit be stolen and be put into the land of darkness? Yes. But as far as a spirit that's living in a body, no, it does not die. So, but it can be held captive. So the spirits, if there are any, which would not be one that you're aware of because your spirit is here, but if there was a spirit that was held captive in a dark side universe, in the land of the darkness, these are where they don't have spirits or souls, yes, it may not ever be found because the light ship has to go through and look for it, which is what they do every 2,000 years. So there has to be some kind of energetic trail according to that. And if that's taken away, the light would lose part of itself. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and Chris was asking something that I'm not 100% sure of. These are clearings that he wanted to have a sample of, which is the pain, and he says the emotional pain and the mental pain clearing.
Okay, I have done physical pain a lot of times, which we normally do, and then we can do emotional pain. So is that, let's do that. I know we did it earlier, I think, on the physical. So here we go. So this is physical pain. So 5 days ago, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do emotional pain. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Okay, how's that feel, Annika?
Yeah, that feels good here. I can really feel them today. They're very strong.
And, okay, now we're going to do a mental. So we're actually adding this one to it here. So this is your mental. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I never thought of mental pain. Yeah, people do get headaches, I guess. Maybe, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe they're caught in thought too much, you know, and having maybe a headache. Sometimes people get overloaded mentally, and they just can't think for a while. So that could be possibly that also. Very interesting. Thank you, Chris, for mentioning that one. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. And Mike was wondering if you could clarify a little bit more on the mind-embedded programs that interface with the physical body.
Oh, boy, that goes pretty deep real quick here. Oh, mind program. So we are like a computer, and we are running mental programs continuously. And this is the thoughts that's stored on your DNA. And also, we can have embedded programs that lay dormant in us, and all of a sudden something happens, and it gets activated. So a good way of looking at that to understand it quite easily is that, let's just say that, and this may affect a person listening here or two, but let's just say that for most people who celebrate maybe a birthday, we'll say, and we'll just say maybe Christmas. Those seem to be a couple of times of the year where people get happy. So let's just say that on that particular day, maybe Christmas Eve or something, or your birthday. I think I heard a beep there online, too. We'll get the caller in a minute here. Very possible maybe one of your parents passed away or a loved one that you, you know, were connected to. Maybe your husband or wife happened to pick that day to die. And I should say the dark side chose that day for them to torment you, okay? And so initially, you know, you went along and you loved having maybe birthday parties, and now all of a sudden it comes up, and this new program is embedded in you, and it doesn't really get activated until you approach your birthday. And then you start thinking of all the past thoughts and good times when this person was living, and now that day comes, and all of a sudden it's the saddest day of your life. So that would be like an embedded program, okay? Another type of embedded program is one that the dark side put in you maybe a couple thousand years ago or so. And it gets activated maybe when you hit a certain age in your life, and this program starts running. So it's kind of like on your computer, you know, at times, you know, you may have a special program that you want to add to your program, to your computer. Maybe it's like what you get for updates, you know, on Windows or something, you know. And all of a sudden out of nowhere, this thing pops in there and, you know, gets activated. So what happens is these things are time coded, and they come in at a certain time. Because remember, you're controlled and living in the dark side reality of time. You wake up 2 o'clock, you go to sleep by a clock, and all this energy, everything is controlled by time. This is why time, you know, can speed up and slow down for you, okay? When you're living in this time-based reality, when you're in the moment, then that point, and we'll say in time, typically the energy that you're living stops because the time still keeps plugging along, but the time that you're normally attached to is disconnected. So the dark side does imprint us and code us with certain things to happen in our life at a given time, and that can be programmed in your mind, and then all of a sudden things will happen to you and you're experiencing something out of nowhere, wondering why it got activated and why you're experiencing such a thing. So I hope I answered that question. And this is what they do. It's inside your DNA, and inside your DNA is this code-related experience that you're going to go through. And it's normally a negative situation to bring forth more trauma because you now are running the same pattern of an experience that you may have had in your past lives of your body, maybe a couple hundred times. So all of a sudden now maybe you turn the age, say, of 25, and this program kicks in because you've had 200 lifetimes where this program kicked in also because it's coded in your DNA so that when a life form is 25 years of age on a certain date, certain hour, certain second, wham, it comes in. And this is what happens. And then you have all those experiences that's stored in that program, just like going to a movie, you know, a cinema, and you're experiencing that. So I hope that helped to clarify that. So back to you, Annika. I think I heard a beep.
Yeah.
Do you have a caller online?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. This is Gil from New York, and I'd like to say a couple of things. First of all, about those spirits that come here, I mean, us, come here in having a human experience. It's like coming, this is the only way of going from being taken away for good or for a long, long time into having a chance to be taken away just temporarily during the night or just here and there. You said that they cannot be, that the spirits cannot be taken away for long, being alive.
Yeah. Your spirit, unless it's completely held captive by the darkness, you know, that they need your spirit here in this lifetime. So typically your spirit would not be held in the darkness for, you know, your experience here. I haven't seen that happen yet. But there are spirits that have been lost in the darkness, held captive, stolen, and those spirits, you know, might be used for maybe experimentation or something. I hate to say that, but this is what happens.
And that would happen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That would happen between lives.
That would typically be between lives. That is correct. Yes, I'm sure if somebody's spirit left and was held captive, the physical body would have a lot of problems here. Your eyes would no longer have light in them. The body could still live. And, you know, it's possible that, you know, at that point the darkness could, you know, run the body also in a different program. Because remember, we are still programmed by the darkness. But they do need your spirit energy with you to get the emotional trauma. So if that was the case, the person would be like a zombie, and they would be, we'll say, controlled, and they could bring in their own dark energies into that body and have it do certain things. So if you see anybody walking around with completely glossed over eyes, then more than likely they don't have a spirit, and they could be a clone.
That one is on remote.
Yeah, that they could be remote controlled like a clone, yes, uh-huh. Controlled by something, because they have to have a purpose here, typically, and the darkness has a purpose for them to be here. Otherwise, they probably would not.
Like rented out for free.
Yeah, rented out for free, yeah, uh-huh.
A second thing is about past lives. There are so many people, hypnotists, that do regressions, and
yeah,
that would explain why so many people claim being Queen Shiva, as you said, because
yeah, uh-huh,
those entities hop from from one to another, so they come out and they say they're...
Yeah, you have it, yes, that is correct, yeah. And so if you had 10 people in the room and that same entity came forward in each reading, if the hypnotist was reading the entity, and this gets a little complicated. So let's just say that the entity was strong enough to imprint that information so that the hypnotist would be able to read the entity, and the entity then read it imprinted. Remember, the hypnotist is looking for a past life energy, okay? And so it all depends how he's tapping into the body or how he's tapping into the spirit energy of the body. So, yeah, if that is taken over by an entity, just like yourself when you're not in your body, then it could read that way, and everybody could say that they're the same thing. If he's reading the genetic cellular memory of the body, then it's completely different. Then that would not appear. But the entity could also imprint into maybe those time frames. Remember, he's reading time. You know, people just think like you're looking at it, kind of like, we'll just say, having a piece of cake in front of you, and it's a whole cake, and you want to know what the layers look like inside of the cake. All you see is a frosting. And so with that analogy, the hypnotist is sort of like scraping away this lifetime, we'll say, which would be the frosting, and then you want to see what the cake is made up of. And it all depends, since you're lurking in this time-based reality, can that energy of the darkness imprint instantly just before he reads something into that cake? Yes, he can. The dark side can put in new layers into that for you, so that reading does come true. So that's another way of looking at this here. But yes, normally if you're reading genetic cellular memory, then at that particular moment, as they ask these questions, the person could be reading their past experience from their genetic cellular memory.
So the hypnotist, when he goes for validation, they write books and they say, I had 100 cases, similar cases of this. It's actually not. It's just one case, one entity giving all those similar stories.
That is very possible too, yes, uh-huh. And it's probably very hard to discern that situation.
I wanted to ask one little thing that I asked around, and people were saying that around that date, October 4th, they
yes.
had many symptoms, like around mostly around head, the neck tension, the sinus fullness, the bones, like being reshaped, heads reshaped, and variation of body temperature from hot flashes to ice cold, and thirst. So what it's interesting. They had it before that day, probably around it, one day before or after. And
uh-huh.
I was wondering if today, myself and few other people were saying about what happened, if anything, today.
Okay, so the day, you're talking about the date of the October 4th?
I know you said on October 4th, the Earth went into defensive. So if anything happened today again, another wave, another...
Oh, today's date on Monday, is that what you're asking?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm not sure, but the Earth Spirit is doing a lot to save itself. So, in a sense, it is doing the, what you might phrase, spiritual warfare, getting rid of the aliens. So, being very, just kind of looking at it from above, we'll say, you know, just with common sense here, what would happen would be is the fact that since the Earth Spirit is changing and getting rid of these energies that are transmitting mind energies to everybody, you may be doing some actual physical changes and shifts because the mind energy that was controlling you is no longer. Remember, the aliens are controlling us just like your computer is, like your, you know, your program that you have, you know, on your hard drive. So they're taking out these file folders out of you. As they're being transmitted to you. So just think of maybe your cable TV or, you know, the Dish Network or just something like that, and you have all these channels running, and you're that receiver, you're that box, okay? And so naturally, they're still working even if you're not tuned into that channel, okay? And so
that is a medium.
Or at least you may have a physical reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
Very possible, yes, uh-huh.
They use that anything as a medium to get to us.
Yes. I wasn't talking about the medium as far as the TV, but that is true also. I'm just kind of using the analogy that we're like a radio receiver, like a TV, and the TV is probably more a better example because then you have a visual of what's actually happening. But the energy that's being released from us from the transmissions, you know, of the aliens that the Earth Spirit is say battling getting these things out of our life experience here and out of its experience because it resonates, the Earth Spirit resonates to us, we resonate to it. So if it is under attack and it gets rid of one of these controlling energies, it's going to affect you, you know, greatly because your body resonates to the Earth. And so very possibly as these energies are being disconnected and eliminated, you will have physical changes with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hope I am. Okay.
Yes, I thank you for the answers. And I just want to add one more thing. I don't want to keep you here any longer. When I woke up this morning, I just heard one sentence, pay attention or whatever, was an announcing, like the day of the awareness of the Earth Spirit. So I don't know what that was supposed to be. And last line, I would like to say something about the expo, that the energy that I felt at the expo this time was really strong. I'm comparing with the March expo, for example, that I also the spot where the light chamber was really clear of thickness was lighter, was clear. And I wish what would have lasted longer. I mean, I think last night people started coming in by the numbers. So that was really nice. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Hill.
Hey, back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, thank you for calling in, Hill. That was so great to hear about your pay attention the day of the awareness of the Earth Spirit this morning. And I have felt something similar myself today. So earlier on today, I sent you an email, Ron, saying, what's going on? This is very powerful today. So maybe it's just that things are going on in the right direction, and with you having done the whole weekend at the expo and all that. So that's great. He was also mentioning about clones on remote, and it made me think about a movie I just saw called Surrogates, which is quite interesting. It's not the best, absolutely the best film I've ever seen, but it is very interesting about clones on remote.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen that one myself, yeah, where people were, I guess they didn't want to live their life the way they looked physically because they were older. That's kind of my hit on it, and they wanted to have a much better life, so they had clones, and the clones were actually living their life, and these energies of the people were going into the clones, and they did what they wanted to do in a much nicer-looking body. They probably wanted to project a beautiful body, so they bought maybe a body, I guess. I'm not completely sure what happened, but the gist of it was they were running the clone remotely with their minds and having an experience, probably because they thought they weren't good enough and the clones were better or something, but it was an interesting movie. So back to you, Annika.
Yes. Okay, so Karen says she's been having trouble staying heart-centered, so she was wondering if you could do a mind-to-heart drop for us.
Okay, so like we do on most of the shows, and this you can do yourself, think of your awakening consciousness. You could call it your mental body. You could call it your ego, whatever way you look at this here, the thoughts inside of your head that's tormenting you. You want to bring that into your heart. And where you drop down the elevator, so the 10th floor is, say, your head, your forehead, making it very simplistic, and your heart center is the first floor. We have to have that body go down. So here we go. So 10, you might feel the energy move. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should feel like your thoughts are coming from your chest area. And you know when you're there because you cannot think of a negative thought. And you might feel that warmth resonating, you know, in your heart area here. And your thoughts have become a lot different, very positive. And you're going to be actually at peace. And that's where your spirit resides. Then you can get your guidance if you like. And, you know, communicate to your spirit. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and Pauline is wondering about the twin flame, and maybe we can also explain a little bit about what the twin flame is, but she is asking, what would be the benefit of healing your twin flame from the point of creation, from coming back 100% into your body?
Okay, so if your twin flame somehow, somewhere got stuck, like on the earth plane here, in its experiences of its life, remember, it's not yours, it's its. Although, you know, you both come together typically after each incarnation, except for when you're here on this earth plane. So when you're in the universes of light, you share experiences all the time, instantly, you know, moment by moment if you choose to. Remember, this is your choice. And naturally, you get together, too, after the physical bodies, we'll just call it, you know, say die, in whatever planet you guys are in, and then you come together, too. So you're always coming together. This is your other half. So when you're first created from the light ship, you depart, and then you split in half. Whether you do it on the light ship or in that process, I'm not completely sure as I'm talking this second, but you do split in half because you want to share your experience with somebody. And well, the best person to share it to is your other half. And so then you're two separate spirits now with the same basic frequencies. And typically you could just look at it as male and female, just to be very, simplistic again. And it goes its way, and you go your way, and then you come back together again and talk about where you've been, and then you leave again. You never join each other, ever. But you can, as far as connecting as one, okay, you can, just share your experiences. So that's done on your home base energy. And you can also go to its incarnations, too, wherever you are. Your spirit can go where it is, and you know, vice versa. So the other half of you is blocked by the darkness here, so that you don't have your true other half here for spiritual backup. Now let's just say that for one of those lifetimes, out of the zillions that you've had in the light, maybe it got stuck in the darkness. Maybe it somehow went to that cosmic travel agency, and somehow they directed you in the wrong direction, and you went to a place like this, and it's there, and maybe it lost part of its spiritual identity. And so what happens is it may not be whole. It doesn't know that it's not whole, because why doesn't it know that? It doesn't judge, okay? So it doesn't know if it's missing part of itself. So this clearing can help that out. And it can help have the light ship now go through all of these incarnations and just see if it has any trouble, any problems, and it can clear it out, just much like yourself. Remember, the light doesn't judge you either. And this is why ascension is so important, so that you do have that connection, and the light ship can go and find if there's a part of you missing, because it knows once it finds you. And then it will look for those parts as long as it can until the ascension time, that time frame where the light is no longer activating all the blueprints that it created, then there is no light, okay? And it does go into the universe that's always dark, okay? And it looks for the bits and pieces of you, and in the process of looking for the bits and pieces that the darkness has stolen, then it may find other bits and pieces of other spirits and bring those back together again, too. And this is kind of what happens during the ascension time. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the light decides to reactivate everything. And then everything now is turned back on again. All the spirits go into the blueprints that they choose to go into. And now we have light again. And the light universe is working for 2,000 years again. So there is a time where there is no more light. And this is how it works. So back to you, Annika. So your twin flame is your other half. It's very important also to have it cleaned off, just much like yourself. So if you're missing something in you, you're never going to know it, because your spirit doesn't judge itself. And this is why the light ship can look at you and compare your current blueprint with its original creation blueprint and say, hey, there's something wrong here. You know, part of the spirit energy is no longer in existence. This little, say, ball of light is missing part of the light, and now we have to go out and look for it. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, and I want to just mention that having your twin flame connected to me was one of the more uplifting events that I've had in the first year I knew you, Ron, so just thank you for that. And I still feel it with me. You know, it makes a big difference. So would recommend that to anyone who's thinking of that. That's the 4-in-1 session, if I remember it right, the Master 4-in-1.
Yeah, that's a wonderful clearing. You need to have a few clearings before, so your spirit of the twin flame of you can come into you, but that's self-empowerment for yourself. Once you have that, you lose the feeling normally of loneliness, and you stop looking outside of yourself for things, because you're obviously looking for your other half. And since we have males and females here on this planet, we're normally drawn to the other sex looking for something that we're missing, and that's kind of related to our twin flame. And this is probably why people go in and out of relationships a lot, too. You know, one reason, you know, there's many reasons, but that could be one of them, because they're trying to find their missing parts in someone else.
Yes, and Chris is having some questions here about a sample clearing and what type of clearing you would recommend if you find yourself in situations where you become weak, or times when you should be strong, stand firm or assert yourself, but you're unable to do that. What type of clearing would you say?
Well, what's happening, I would say to you, is either it's an old pattern that you're experiencing, okay, and that situation is bringing up fear. So I would say a fear clearing. What it could also be, and most likely, I would say this would be true, more so, is maybe that person that you're doing is doing a hex or spell on you to take away your energy. So, if you're doing some type of thing where you have to perform, it could be anything, and there may be jealous people out there, maybe that you're performing with, then they could be putting a spell on you to do this. So I'll just give you a good for instance. So let's just say that you're a wonderful Catholic out there, and so you go to church the previous Sunday, and maybe you're in gymnastics, okay, and you're going to be competing with 100 people. So what do you do in church? You pray to the aliens. You pray to God for God to help you out in that following Wednesday, so you can win your competition over, okay? So you can be the number one person. So the aliens hear you, and right away, you've connected yourself to this dark energy, and the dark energy now is in your favor, okay? Another thing is, maybe you happen to talk to somebody who does spells and witchcraft, and you pay them $100 because you want to win this event, or maybe even more, and they put a spell on you. So now you go into this tournament, and you go, man, I was really prepared for this, but I just can't get it together. I can't find my life force energy. I just don't know what's going on. I just feel very disempowered. I used to be sharp as a pin, and now I just don't have it going. I know how to do this, but now I'm in fear. You know. So this is two ways to look at it. So remember, that's how life is here on this planet, and it's very unfortunate. So that's what I would look at. I would first look at maybe a fear clearing, if that's inside of you, and nobody else has tampered with your energetic system. They can also put cords into you. They don't have to do a witchcraft spell. They can just look at you and say, maybe an hour before this here, I'm going to suck out this person's life force energy. Kind of like, having like a turkey baster, you know, and sucking the stuff out of you, you know. And all of a sudden they're attaching to your chakras and pulling out your life force, and you can't perform. A lot of martial arts people, I'm sure, do that because they use that energy, the chi energy, and they can use other people's chi energies too just by doing this technique, you know. I've heard of people who could come across and take their chi energy and move objects with it. You probably have heard of this, people listening. I've heard of people who can look at a bird and knock the bird out of the sky as they're flying. And so what can they do to you? They can do the same exact thing. So remember, this is all mind energy, you know, and they may think that it's a talent to do this here, but they're using the darkness and tapped into the dark energy to do these things, and the darkness will give them all types of power. Remember, the darkness gives you power, you know, quicker than the light will, because the light never judges, and the light would never take away anybody's free will. But the darkness will give you all types of power once you tap into it. This is why people who do healings in the darkness may have better results quicker, because the darkness knows how to fix you, because they gave you your condition. And this is what happens to people. And they can also make you worse and tap you into the dark energy even more. So just having a healing from a person who's using witchcraft and everything else to get rid of your situation, you're tapped into it even more so. And that's the sad point, is that people don't understand this, and they're hooked up even worse. And it will come back on them, because they have an energetic cord to the darkness somewhere. One of these alien races has your number. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so some of the ones that maybe could be helpful then would be maybe the dark side practitioner transmissions, or the clearings that are online that you can do, which are the alien attack removals, which are on the Creation Lightship website, and that is $30 a month if you want to do it for a month, and you can do less. And they are so helpful to be doing. And on that page, you can also disconnect some cords, and it can really help to go into all the different parts of that. I try to do that one daily, too, and it really makes a big difference for me. So just wanted to mention that. And Chris says that you hit the nail on the head, Ron, with what you went into there for his question. And Mike is having a lot of aha moments listening to this show, so thank you so much for mentioning that. And I also had a question sent to me. If you could explain the mind control IQ connection clearing, Ron.
Okay. Basically, remember, we live in a time-based reality here. So even though you think that you're here listening to the show and you're never anywhere else, because you live in time, you are being possibly taken other places. I guess until you really understand it, it gets kind of scary, okay? When you understand it, then you have a better handle on it. But basically, you're not always here. And when you're not always here, they can deal with you. So what they do is they find people, the they that's out there, we'll just use the word they, and people who are more intelligent, as far as maybe a higher IQ, can be used more by the darkness as opposed to someone who has a very, very low IQ. Because the people with a higher IQ can, you know, write books and do things and be used more readily, easier than people who are not. So they have maybe... In our reality here of life on Earth, people with high IQs typically are smarter, they learn quicker, and they can make more money. So that type of person, sometimes when they're at a younger age, can be tapped into quicker to be brought up with more mind-controlling programs. And that's the advantage that the darkness uses, so that they can groom them easier. And that's probably about all that I can say on it here, on this program, but that's you may get the gist of it here, that that can happen to gifted children who are extra intelligent. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you. Marianne was having a question a little bit about what's coming up for November, and I wanted to mention that you do 3 conference calls, Ron, every week. You have three on, that is on Monday and Friday, and then on Wednesday you also have one that you we get water charged up for the next coming week, which are really, really wonderful to be a part of. And you also go into a 4-hour call every month to go to the light ship, which is really wonderful. And on top of that, you've been doing special eight-hour calls. And maybe you can tell us a little bit what you have coming up.
Well, this will be a continuation of what we've been doing. Everything kind of, if you're a newcomer to it, they still work, so don't think that you have to have the previous calls to have all the work done. But basically, they're eight-hour calls on Sundays. It'll be the first three Sundays of next month, which will be November. And the time is, they start at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, which would be 1 o'clock Eastern, for 8 hours. And we're going to be doing body organ rejuvenation. We'll be working with the blood, working with your nervous system. And we take out these alien parasites, critters out of us that we can't see, to take away our life force and to imprint us with many, many things. Basically, they cause us to not live very long. And we replace those with your spirit energy. And this is what happens throughout the whole eight-hour call. We work with just many, many types of energies during this call to get you more into wholeness. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So if you have a certain location in your body, like one of your body organs, and it's stuffed full of these things, it's not going to perform very well and function very well. So what you want to do is get these things out of you so that you're able to live a much better life physically. And also the physical, you know, naturally resonates to everything else that you're dealing with, because we're actually taking out energies from the mind. Remember, these are all mind-based energies of consciousness. Remember, when you're in spirit, everything is perfect. And so these are actually like a mind-controlling transmission that comes to you, and then this gets materialized as a life form of the darkness. So this is one way of looking at it. So, and people are basically infested with these things. We have two programs on VBS Radio Archives. If you're interested in experiencing what we do on these calls, this is just like a drop in the bucket, but it will shed some light on it. The first call is 11:30, write this down, 11:30 of, let me see here, 07, I believe. And then I think it's 10:10:08. And those two calls, archives, will have information on releasing these things. And you may want to just tune into that if you're brand new. And you can have the archives show you what we actually do on these calls. There's so much more going on, but this is a good way to get your feet wet. Also, just go to the website and just play around with these critters. And, you know, as you take up maybe the squid energy or jellyfish, octopus, whatever, you're going to feel yourself getting a little bit lighter and have more consciousness, which means that these things have overtaken you energetically, and they are invisible. But you feel better. Some people actually lose weight. Their stomachs will actually shrink in, and they feel like they, you know, have more ability to connect to their spirit. Remember, if these things are in you, your spirit cannot be there. So this whole process that we're doing here on all these shows is to get you so that your spirit will become more with you in your body. And so you can have a spirit consciousness in your body versus alien stuff. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so, you know, I think we're almost coming up to our end here, so I was wondering if we could do some peace energy for the light being.
Okay.
Or so if the light being up. Could bring that in, sorry.
Yeah, but bring, scroll down, bring up the light being, and it's on your monitor screen about an inch down on the scroll bar. And here we go. And there's also some questions there on if you want to get some Q&A stuff on the BBS page there, too. You can click on that, too. But here we go. Here comes the peace energy. It'll stay for half past the hour here. I'll count to 10. It'll be in, and I'll say blessings to all of you. And our next show is on Wednesday. We also have a show on Ask One Radio coming up at, let's see here, it'll be 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, S1Radio.com. So we do that once a week. Here we go. Here comes the peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Blessings to all of you. Bye.
Bye.